It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've been rooting around in
I played that already. Sorry, I'm stopping that.
I was laughing so hard, I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
I bet you ain't never even been late. How about that?
You like it?
I want you to know, my dear, that even though we're sitting down, we're giving you a standing ovation.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
What'd you drop?
I can't find my headphones.
You can't find your headphones?
I swear to God, the accordion's left and my headphones fell. Hold on, talk amongst yourselves.
I suspect the accordionist took the headphones.
Well, we would have noticed. Mike has lost everything. I've never seen him lose his headphones.
Is Topo Gigio ready to go on?
The headphones like flew across the room. I don't know where they went, but I finally found them.
I blame Falco.
Man, that was... You know, I'm mixed when we have people come in and do something like that with total fear... That it's going to be ridiculous, and then it turns out to be ridiculous, but it's
in
wonderfully
a good way.
Ridiculous.
A good way. Yes. I loved it.
And but I tell you, when I said "Lady of Spain," you would have really thought that I said, "Hey, play that song, Kill the Baby."
Cold stares all around.
Oh, horrible! Yes. I had no idea there was that incredible stigma.
Them's fighting words
in the accordion community.
The old man that came by could play, and we never asked Russo or Busso or whatever the old man's name was if he could play accordion.
Yeah, I didn't see Frank with an accordion anywhere near him.
Maybe he's not a musician. Maybe he's just connected.
I wouldn't say it. Let him get out of hearing distance first before they can turn the car around and come back.
Turn it around and hit them with your Olympic brand. The accordion hit him.
Come on, baby. We're going to have the Hollywood buzz coming up here in a second. But right now, we speak to the most important newsmakers of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Every single day.
Let me share with you the story if you have not heard it yet. Some workers at a Greene County, Ohio restaurant are in very hot water with the health department after an employee took a bubble bath in a store sink.
Yes, he did.
I'm looking at the picture of this gentleman. It happened at Burger King in, Xenia, Ohio. Mm-hmm. A 4-minute video posted on MySpace captured the employee, self-described as Mr. Unstable, bathing nude in a large stainless steel sink.
Apparently.
As several other employees and a store manager looked on. I have a picture of the guy right here, and we've got Mr. Unstable on the line that's causing the big controversy. Unstable Boy, are you there, sir?
How you doing?
Oh, my. You know, I'm looking at a picture right here of you, and I don't know whether it should be Unstable Boy. Really, from the picture I'm looking at, it looks more like Unstable 50-year-old guy. How old are you?
25.
25. Mr. Unstable.
25. Are you a heavy cigarette smoker? You have a very deep voice.
Yeah, very heavy cigarette smoker.
Are you altering your voice because you're afraid your identity may get out?
Nah, I'm accidentally altering it daily with nicotine.
Nicotine.
Really?
Right. And, okay, I understood some of that.
Are you? This is quite the controversy you have caused here. The health department, I guess all the employees got fired. Unstable Boy, if you wouldn't mind, walk me through the whole thing. A slow night at Burger King. How did the whole deal with you and the sink, how did that come about?
There was really no plan about it. That's how we got where we are. If it had been planned out and thought out, we probably wouldn't be here at all. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, Unstable Boy. But, you know, as far as that evening, it's after closing, I would imagine.
It was your birthday, wasn't it? Wasn't it your birthday?
Yeah, tell us how it happened, because really, our listeners don't know how it happened. How did it go down?
What happened was we pretty much we washed up everything in the building, emptied the water out. I cleaned the sink. I got in the sink, filmed the video. Mm-hmm. Got out of the sink. We cleaned the sink for another additional about hour and a half,
right.
And I went home, posted it online.
And
did you regret that?
Did you think that the fallout would be this significant? You'd be making national headlines?
Oh no, no, I know. You know that you can predict something like this.
And I guess one of the recipients of the MySpace thing was Greene County Health Commissioner Mark McDonnell. And when did you become aware of him receiving this and that you guys were all screwed?
Well, I posted the video Thursday morning, and then Thursday night and Friday night I had concerts. So by the time I got back...
You had concerts to attend, or you were, like, performing in concert?
Performing.
Are you a musician?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of music do you play?
I call it sick hop. It's rap, but it's a little to the left, so it's not the traditional stuff. So
sick hop.
I renamed it.
Now, the first thing I would say when I see the picture of you, you know, naked from the waist up in the tub, have you had all your shots?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
You're all caught up?
Yeah.
Now,
I'm no longer rabid.
This is my take on this. You know, I know that people are freaked out, but when they get down to the thing about, you know, everything had to come back in and be sanitized, you didn't have... did they rip the sink out after this was all done? Did they come in and remove the sink? Because, you know, the fact is it's super hot water. I've seen these, you know, I've had a restaurant. I know what you're talking about. And then the device you're using, usually it's scalding hot water that comes out of that thing, right?
It actually heats up. What you don't see in the videos, me draining the water out of there and dumping cold water into the bath. That thing was really, it was probably about 110 degrees in there.
Unbelievable hot water because it's used. At Burger King, you don't do a lot of dishwashing, do you?
No, that's the thing. There's not a bunch of dishes. That's why this looks worse than it really is.
Right.
I mean,
I know I'm going to surprise a lot of people because everybody goes, oh, my God, how gross it is. But as Joe Ardinger was saying to me outside, probably there have been a few worse things in that sink over the years, right?
Guaranteed.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure we can't begin to imagine, you know.
The firings and the sanitizing really more about public relations, aren't they?
Right.
So
right.
Tell me what happened after you get done. You post this thing on the internet, and when did you become aware of the fallout? Was it by phone, or did you go back to work? And incident? Because I mean, everybody knows working at 25 at the Burger King, pretty choice gig, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
How long have you been with the company?
Let him answer the question, Rob. I asked him what happened. How did it happen when they let you know what was going on?
Friday, I got a message saying I was suspended, and then by the time I actually got home to my house Saturday, there was a message saying you no longer work for Burger King Corporation.
Right. There's a quote here that says, that's just, it's wrong. That's a place where families come to eat, and them taking a bath in the sink, that's just not work ethic.
It's a customer quote,
I says
think.
Crystal Dodge, who said she used to eat at Burger King all the time.
This is interesting. I'm actually glad. I always forget about this, and I'm glad you brought her up because I've seen her on the news.
So have I. She's kind of the point person that's talking about how horrible it is.
Right, right. Well, what's key about her is she used to come in about every 4 days to Burger King, and she would bring her 5 children, and she would not eat there. And they would come in the playroom there at that Burger King and trash the place and hang out for about 6 hours. I've never seen her actually buy something there, though.
Wow.
Burger King issued this following statement Monday afternoon. Burger King Corporation was just notified of this incident. It is operating fully with the health department. We've sanitized the sink and have disposed of all other kitchen tools and utensils that were used during the incident. Now, as far as tools, it was just you, your butt, Jay Bird naked, in the big sink, right? Nothing else was in there. Like, you didn't have
one bucket.
One bucket?
There was one bucket, yeah.
Oh, right. And now, as far as the rock and roll community or the hip-hop community, wherever you play your music,
the sick hop,
are you a superstar yet?
They're definitely paying attention more than they were, say, a month ago.
Mm-hmm. And would you do it?
That's undeniable.
So what are your feelings? It doesn't sound like you're filled with any kind of remorse at all. Are there going to be any other ramifications before just losing your job?
There's a lot of issues here. We're actually supposed to be in contact with each other, but every time I call their people, I'm getting nowhere. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about the other employees that got canned?
No, I'm talking about just the company themselves. You know, there's stuff like legally, I'm pretty sure on both ends we should be communicating somehow because I'm sure I'm saying stuff that I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah.
But I can't get them to talk to me at all.
Have you lawyered up yourself? Have you gotten a lawyer about this?
I kind of had to. my guitar player, his cousin's a lawyer, so we kind of
that's
we
all
have
you
one.
Need. Now, now let me ask you this. There's been a tradition among people who work in fast food. You know, you get a customer who's maybe a little unruly. And I want you to answer me, Unstable Boy, as honestly as you can here, okay? I'm going to ask you this question.
Mr. Unstable.
All right.
Is this the worst thing that's ever happened at your Burger King on your watch? And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody else. Is this the worst thing that's ever happened?
At the particular Burger King that this happened at, I'd say this probably is the worst thing that I've ever seen at that particular restaurant.
Yeah,
In my 10 years of working at restaurants, is it the worst thing I've ever seen? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. How long had you been at that Burger King?
Just a year.
And you feel...
exactly a year.
You feel badly for the people who got fired in addition
totally.
To yourself.
Totally
I know you do.
Do you have any hot leads?
Some people got put through a lot of BS, because, I mean, we'll put it that way.
Have any other operations called you to offer you any kind of gig?
A couple concerts, and then there was a couple haunted houses. But I bet you need some work right now.
That's it, huh? Well, I don't think you were saying anything. You know, obviously, the evidence is there. You put the video on the internet. But
right.
I think getting fired is about it. I don't think we need any more. You know, there are a lot more things we should be punishing people
right there. Bigger crimes.
And you're saying after you got done, you completely sanitized the sink area, correct?
Right. And this is before anybody told us to. You know what I mean? We were already thinking along those lines anyway.
Of course, the silverware. Never use the silverware at Burger King.
No.
What the hell do they wash?
It's all paper.
How many
times have you ever got a plate at Burger King?
Right. Or a fork
exactly.
or anything else.
Still safe to eat there.
What is the sink used for at Burger King?
It's used...
bathing.
That
particular sink... yeah, bathing. But it's used to clean the broiler.
Oh, the broiler.
The famous broiler. That's what that sink's
for. So your hairy butt is like where they put the burgers on when they're running it through the little flame broil thing, right?
In the perception, that's
you're an honest guy.
You want to put it that way.
Well, good luck, Mr. Unstable. We appreciate you coming on the show, and keep playing your music. I guess you're just starting out with that. I hope your band goes big, and we appreciate you chatting with us.
All cool, no problem.
Get a good lawyer.
Definitely.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
There he goes.
He seems okay.
You want fries with that?
Too much has been made of this.
Hey, how you doing? Everything all right?
His voice scares me, Mike.
Yeah, that's what terrified me as soon as I heard that.
At 25?
Mr. Unstable, 25. Yeah. You know, slinging burgers at 25, playing rock and roll, and, at night. That's what he's doing.
He'll get another job.
I was fine. You know, I really was kind of fine with the whole sanitary thing up until he said that's what they clean the broiler with.
That would be the
best
thing.
So that's every day. That's what
the broiler's 500 degrees. Nothing can live in there.
That's right. Nothing can live. It's just the perception. He even admitted it.
Right.
That's the way it goes. You know?
I think he's fine.
Mr. Unstable.
I'd hire him if I had a restaurant.
Let's go to Keith in Bealeton, Virginia. Keith, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
What's up, Big Mike?
Hey, what are you doing?
Not much. I'm looking at the paper, man. You're a celebrity out here.
A celebrity where, sir?
Fauquier County.
Fauquier County? Well, I was just in Fauquier County. How am I a celebrity out there?
Well, your picture's on the front page. You and your pretty girlfriend.
Really? Really? Yeah. On the front page of what paper?
Fauquier Times Democrat.
The Fauquier Times Democrat.
Times Democrat.
Is
that
from that food judging that I did the other night?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. I'll have to get a copy of that. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bud.
That's a
great picture, Mike. You're sitting in a sink.
I'm just glad it was that and not the other thing.
I understand the whole paper had to be sanitized after that.
It was a lot of
exactly.
Oh, my God.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Totally threw me for a loop when we got that guy.
How old are you?
Yes, sir. I got a...
Yeah, there's a hair in my burger. Watch out, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get the Hollywood buzz right now. We got time for that. Buzzy, what's happening in the land of Hollyweird?
Well, today, clearly a sign the economy's in ruins. To cut costs, Hef will no longer throw...
What is the hope?
We have to have the party ourselves at Hef's mansion.
You
can rent it out.
All right.
Hef just threw his Midsummer Night's Dream Party. I've always wanted to go to that one.
Right.
He'll throw his Halloween party, as he always does in October. But after that, no more Hef-sponsored parties at the mansion. He'll rent it out, and he does all the time, to people who want to throw their own private parties there. And you can even hire the Playmates and even Hef to appear at that party.
The last one's going to be the Halloween party?
Yeah, the last official one.
Beth Ann of the studio, please.
He plans to continue hosting parties that other people sponsor and throw, but he's done hosting them himself.
I think that he will go back on this.
I hope so.
I think you know what I think it is?
Times are tight, Rob.
I think it's a way to make more people rent it. I think business is slow, and he's just doing that.
I have another theory, but that's not what's important
here.
Sales
are down.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
We got that thing coming up with that thing coming up in October, right?
Talking about our Halloween party thing.
Yeah, our party thing.
Yeah.
Well said, Beth.
Find out.
Yeah, sorry, I know.
Very good, Beth Ann.
I forgot. Sorry.
When is the Hef thing scheduled? Do we know when the Hef party?
Halloween.
Halloween is Friday night, yeah. October 31st.
Probably the same night.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Man.
If only he could be in two places at once.
He's not going to have any other parties in between. Do you know that Buzz and I have always wanted to go to one of these things?
Why didn't you go?
The grotto.
We never have had an invite.
We weren't invited.
Dick Van Patten had like a stroke right when we were getting almost there. We were very close.
We didn't get a chance.
Damn him.
I think that Hef is getting long in the tooth.
Well,
I don't think Hef digs doing it anymore. That's why we need a new Hef. We need a new Hugh Hefner. No, it's not going to be Buzz.
Oh.
He can't do it because he's just not out in L.A.
Let's be good.
Like young, like 30, so we can get 30s. A lot of years out of him.
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
No,
it's beautiful.
Family guy.
Asexual.
You have to be committed to the single lifestyle.
He gets too much good stuff already.
See what you can find out.
I'll see.
Just about dates and stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling guilty already.
And what it might cost to rent the mansion.
Huh?
Why guilt?
It's Halloween, dude. I'm a father. You're a father. You know what I mean? Sneaking off to a Halloween party.
I don't let my kids participate in those pagan rituals.
Can you imagine a Buzz Babe party at the mansion? Wouldn't that be the best to have the grotto and the pool and all of that?
Oh, now you're talking fantasy.
Yeah, I know. But a pretty good one, don't you think?
Yeah, great fantasy.
Julia Child, undercover.
I've been rooting around in my icebox, and look what I found.
What is that?
Pig's guts.
Oh, yum.
And sheep's guts.
She's guilty.
Thank you.
Famous chef Julia Child, who popularized French cooking through a TV show and cookbooks, was once a government spy.
I heard this. This is very, very cool. Mm.
Just before World War II, long before she became the first famous TV chef in the 1960s, Julia was a young recruit in an international spy ring managed by the U.S. Office of Strategic Services, which became the CIA. Spies were supposed to study military plans, create propaganda, infiltrate enemy ranks, and stir resistance among foreign troops.
I've always found that sleeping with the enemy was the best way to get real intel.
Did you get any secrets?
I certainly did. I remember the time that I was...
Boy, I want to be so dirty.
Before World War II, the big one, 24,000 secret agents the U.S. had that included soldiers, actors, historians, lawyers, athletes, professors, and reporters.
Yes, my Russian counterpart, I'm going to give you a back rub with a happy ending.
And they were all told not to tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But on Thursday, the National Archives, releasing 750,000 pages of classified documents revealing all those personnel records of all those World War II spies, including why they were hired, the jobs they were assigned, and the missions they pursued. Other famous members include Miles Copeland, father of Stuart Copeland of the Police, mm-hmm. the drummer, John Hemingway, son of Ernest, the author, Quentin and Kermit Roosevelt. You don't often hear about Kermit Roosevelt.
Kermit, hello.
Sons of President Theodore Roosevelt.
My father is a president.
I met him at a party at Hef's place.
Yeah, Midsummer Night's Green.
Sterling Hayden, an actor from The Godfather, was one.
Yeah. Okay.
And Arthur Schlesinger Jr., an historian and assistant to JFK, was also a spy.
So I really wanted to get the facts, I'd slip in to my lingerie.
Sterling Hayden is the guy who got shot by Michael with the gun hidden in the toilet.
Oh, that's right.
Remember him?
Big, long neck.
Yeah.
You put plenty of butter.
What?
What I would do is walk into the local constabulary and smear my breasts with butter.
And who are you?
Julia Child.
And I know you're a cook, but what else are you?
I'm a spy. It would be lovely. I know we have to break. And
what,
then I'd
what would
talk
you do to
my
Beth
good
Ann?
Friend, Beth Ann McBride.
What would you do to Beth Ann?
Oh, I would bring her back to my flat.
Yes?
And we'd talk about our retarded dogs.
What if you knew that Beth Ann had secrets?
I knew that she had secrets because of her eyes.
And then what?
They gave her away. Then I'd show her my delightful array of cooking racks and my collection of crotchless panties.
Maybe she'd show you her rack.
Woo! Thank you.
November 8th, the stars of Dallas, those who've survived, will have a live reunion, a 30th anniversary party at their ranch near Plano, Texas.
God, when's that going to end?
Coming up, never, sadly. Coming up in your final buzz, back of the bus, white people. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Coming up next, we're going to speak with a lovely lady who's bringing us delightful and delectable sex toys. Her name is Nikki Biggs.
Does she have butter?
She's got butter. Everything goes better with a big tub of butter.
God, you're good.
And lotions.
Oh, dear.
Plenty of fun time. You just don't get a chance to do one of my original impressions. Oh, boy. Password on the Mike O'Mara Show is Snail Trail.
Oh, no.
We'll be back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know you do. I'm sorry.
I was giving a to Neville Chamberlain.
Oh, dear.
I found out everything there was to know about the British SAS.
Well, she was one of many just